Welcome back. Well, the 14th annual World Economic Forum kicks off in Davos tomorrow, where about 3,000 high-profile delegates are expected at the gathering. As alluded to earlier, some leaders will not be in attendance, notably President Trump, and owing to the crisis in Zimbabwe, its president will also not be there. This year's meeting takes place under the theme Globalization 4.0, shaping a global architecture in the age of the fourth industrial revolution. Business Day editor Lucanio Mnyanda joins us on the line now from Davos to set the scene. Thanks so much, Lucanio, for joining us this evening. So take us through the kind of temperament, the sense and the feeling you're getting from those that are attending this year's meeting before things officially kick off, I guess, tomorrow.
Yes, hi, Alicia. Thanks for having me. Yes. I mean, we've only just arrived this afternoon in Tennessee. I can just tell you that it's very cold, and I've managed to lose my gloves already. But other than that, it's been quite positive. And as you said, I mean, like the program is quite heavy. I mean, it covers everything, really, from the whole issues about around populism, which is quite popular now, like in face of what's happened in the States, you know, with Donald Trump and also Brexit. And it's quite a wide open menu. There are things up to here, like even sessions of meditation, you name it. but it is like a very positive mood. Like people are ready to talk, really, that deal with all these big issues.
I asked the question because the delegation, certainly from Team South Africa, seems to have been whittled down quite a bit. We don't have, Nedbank's Mike Brown or Goldman Sachs' Colin Coleman in attendance. And those just two of the examples that immediately come to mind. So do you get a sense that it is a smaller and more intimate gathering this year?
No, it's hard for me to answer because I've never done one of these before. But the Southern delegation, I mean, it looks quite big to me. I mean, like in terms of, I mean, the president is going to be here, the finance minister is going to be here, like the Reserve Bank governor is also here, and APSA is actually quite well represented here. They've got quite a big stall in the middle of the southern of the town, like with all the APSA branding and everything. Definitely South Africa is like very visible, definitely.
Okay, so let's get to what South Africa is there to do, because it's sent through this delegation, as you've highlighted, headed up by President Cyril Ramaphosa, and has been instructed to present a very unified, a very positive message and to encourage investment. How does that message translate, Lucanio, given this year's agenda, which is shaping a global architecture in the age of the fourth industrial revolution? I mean, is Davos 2019 an appropriate venue to be showcasing investment opportunities?
I mean, I think so, but this the meetings, they always get criticized for people saying they're more like talk shops. And it's never really, I don't know whether there's any follow-up in terms of actual investment afterwards, or whether that criticism is fair. Actually, I don't know, you myself on that particular point. But there was a press briefing last week with the president and many Minister of Finance and other ministers where they talk really about, this is really about trying to sell South Africa. And also, you have to remember how different the mood one would have been 12 months ago. Actually, we just had that change after a period of no growth and corruption scandals and like midnight change in the cabinet. So now they're trying to get a sense that South Africa is moving in a different direction now, in a positive direction.
Are there any sessions in particular that are catching your attention right now that you're hoping to attend, or any person in particular you're hoping to catch up with, Lucanio?
There's actually like quite a lot happening here. There's the whole exhibition, for example, around the life of a refugee. And a lot of the debate around about globalization and retreat or reinvention. And this whole concept about who's going to provide the leadership for the multilateral system, because there's a view that countries like America are pulling away, are become a lot more insular. So there's a big debate about around the issues about who can actually make the case for globalization and globalism, in the midst of all this populism and the midst of people basically moving away from there or rejecting the global architecture, because with the financial crisis you've heard in the West, there's this perception that actually the economy has done well for everybody and sort of the attraction of nationalism and inward looking has become a bit more.
Absolutely. That globalization case is certainly going to be a hard one to sell, where, as you've highlighted, protectionism is ranking high on the agenda right now. And, you know, that story of inclusive, more sustainable growth based on moral principles is going to be a challenge, given the fact that we're seeing a resetting of the rules of engagement on that global stage. Having said that, we have Zimbabwe and what's playing out there stealing a lot of attention. Lukhanyo, today, COSATU going as far as saying that President Cyril Ramaphosa needs to use the Davos platform to raise attention around all the discord that's transpiring there. Do you see the platform being used for that?
I know that so far our government has been quite reluctant to be vocal. I mean, which surprised me. Like, I would have thought, you know, like, we would have learned our lesson from that period of quiet diplomacy, during when Mugabe was around. Yeah. And I would have thought, you know, we would have tried to get a different kind of message, like, show a bit more leadership this time, having learned from our little missteps before. But I don't see any sign of it yet, but hopefully, like, maybe it will come up. Maybe people will ask him about it, you know, like, because it is our neighborhood, and it does, like, create bit better perceptions about the neighborhood as a whole. Fairly or unfairly or not, you can debate that.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to see how things transpire on that end as the week progresses. Lukhanyo, thanks so much for having joined us on the line. Good luck to you braving the cold on that end. And I hope you find your gloves soon. That was Lukhanyo Mnyanda, who's editor of The Business Day.